his waking hours, had crept up on him and swallowed him bit by bit, like a huge anaconda, is how he put it. In turn, I almost ended up getting a little obsessed with his story and went to France from England to write a piece on him. I intended to do a single interview with him. After having met him the first time, however, I changed my mind. Over a period of a month and a half, I went twice a week to see him in the dreary dark grey building of La Santé jail in Paris, where he had so far served one of a 12-year sentence. To this day, I smile to myself when remembering his slow, meticulous way of speaking, typical of an American southern drawl. "You're walking along, taking the road, you can see, and one day you look down and can't find where your feet are at, and that's how it starts. Once that's happened, you just continue to sink into its wriggling skin, though you might think you're still going forward. It gulps down your legs, your arms and hands, and when your spine starts bending and twisting, just like a snake, you know it's 'cause you're in the belly of one. When that's happened, and only your head's left breathing, well, then you might as well give up entirely. It's just all too late then." That's what he said the first time I interviewed him, Curtis Laporte. I won't say that he seemed like a normal kind of guy. It would imply that he wasn't really, and in your minds paint a picture of a man who, like that trembling summer afternoon, is expected to turn into rain and thunder at any moment. Curtis Laporte was a normal kind of guy. He just wanted a dream, and when he was lucky enough to find it, but unfortunate enough to get obsessed by it, he was eventually forced to walk the gauntlet of his own desires. "You know, I didn't used to have a dream. It was a great sadness in my life. When I was 25, I had this girlfriend of 22. She was born with a dream. She didn't know what it was like to live without one. I mean, not for one moment of her life didn't she get pulled forward or down by that shining light of her dream. She wanted to be a professional tango dancer. She wanted to be in competitions and all. She used to dream about having those blonde bangs of hers glued to her forehead like she'd seen the famous lady dancers do. I sure did love her. She used to tell me, 'My dress will be different from all the others. I'll have huge, great polka dot holes all on it, right through to my skin. Nobody will forget that dress.' And all along, I wasn't being pulled nowhere, neither up nor down, 'cause I didn't have a dream. She would look at me with the most loving eyes and say, 'Honey, I don't care if you ever earn a cent for us. All I want is that you follow your dreams. The one reason to live is to follow those, whatever they might be. I don't admire a man who earns money if it wasn't 'cause he happened to do so working with what he wanted. We have one life. This ain't no rehearsal. So tell me now, darling, what is your greatest dream, and I will help you as best as I can, 'cause I love you.' I tell you, I looked at her dark red lips and really tried to make up a story of a dream I'd always had but never dared to follow. I wanted to thank her for those beautiful words by at least telling her something. But in my mind, that something looked like damn near anything. It's hard to pick one out of many of the same, and I just hadn't ever come across one thing that was so much better than another, so I didn't say nothing. At first, she didn't react. I reckon she thought I was being shy about it. It gave me time, a few weeks, to make something up. Finally, she asked again. Just like last time, I could tell by the expectation in her eyes that it had just never struck her some folks just don't got a dream. But this time, I wasn't going to disappoint her. I said that I wanted to go to New York and be a photographer. I don't know why I said that, but I guess 'cause New York seemed like a place of opportunity, and then I had an uncle who had moved there from Georgia a few years earlier. I'm not saying that I'd never taken a picture before, and that I didn't actually enjoy photographing landscapes as they changed and faces of people. I'd always liked taking pictures, and Isabel knew that, so she didn't take it as a surprise. When I think back on those interviews, I remember so clearly the confusion I walked away with sometimes. Curtis Laporte, terrorist, madman, lost soul. Was there